Usually, lawmakers pass a budget before the end of May. They then send that budget plan to the governor, who has the option to approve the budget or veto all of it, or even certain sections of it. Though Democrats pushed through a budget that would spend almost $4 billion more than the state has, they haven't yet sent it on to the governor. It's all part of a game of political chicken being played hard on both sides of the aisle. And Comptroller Leslie Munger says that game is about to cause major fallout.
If the General Assembly is unable to work with the governor to enact a balanced budget for fiscal 16 by the end of this month, nearly all payments coming from my office will stop on July 1st.
Munger is actually an appointee of Republican Governor Bruce Rauner, who is insisting the General Assembly pass pro-business legislation before he'll consider a revenue increase. But Democratic leaders, namely House Speaker Michael Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton, aren't bending to the governor's will so easily. They call Rauner's turnaround agenda extreme. Still, Rauner and the leaders continue to meet. The governor told reporters he met with Cullerton on Tuesday.
We talked about reforms and trying to come up with compromises.
Did it sound like he was willing to do that?
I didn't see a lot of movement, I'll say that. But we're talking. We're working on it.
The stalemate in Springfield has many voters frustrated. At a stop yesterday in Decatur, Peoria resident Nicole Barron came to voice her annoyance to the governor.
Some of these cuts, I wish he can think about it and stop pointing the fingers at the Democrats. I'm a Democrat. I voted for him, though. He's a Republican. You know, but these cuts just make me think I made the wrong decision.
Barron, a child care provider, says her clients depend on assistance from the state of Illinois. So if payments cease, it'll hit her pocketbook, too. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.